Today we're going to talk about why are field ministers even needed. So in some ways, I believe field ministers are needed more desperately than any other of the minister roles. And somebody says, why? It's not this complicated process. It's not, 120 hours of college credit. It's not a master's degree. It's really a couple months of focused training, some credentialing, and you're out there. And some may say, well, why is this needed? Well, to me, this is an opportunity to multiply thousands times more leaders than those who are extensively trained and mobilized. The fact is, there are a lack of Christian leaders in this world. It seems like Christianity, especially in the last couple hundred years, has sort of this get someone to become a believer and then herd them into a church, and in many cases, a mega church. And you have many believers who are listening to their minister and they're walking life's journey. And the way we've structured many of the roles in many of our churches is very specific around a specific text. In some churches, smaller churches, counting money, being on the elder or deacon board, and running this ministry. In larger churches, parking lot attendants or a small group leader. There's things that are very much in a specific programmatic understanding. But what if we had millions of field ministers? So yes, they could operate a program, but they're ministers. People see them as ministers. People see that they have had training. They're multiplying more leadership in local churches, in local communities. They're seen this way by others, and they have a training program that has given them the essentials needed to be a field minister. The fact is, there's a lack of trained leaders. I'll be transparent. I grew up in a church of 700 people. We had elders and deacons. Every year there was an election for these ordained offices. The office of deacon, inspired by diakonos, the Greek word for minister. Elder, inspired by the word presbyteros, a more mature one. So my church was organized around elders and deacons. But throughout my entire childhood, there was the minister who would have gone to college and then seminary, and there were the elders and the deacons, and the only ministry trained person was the minister of the word. And our church was run by elders and deacons who had zero training other than some discipleship training that they may have received from their ministers. Now, again, I am not discounting that. And I will say, some of these elders or deacons took it on themselves to really learn stuff, but totally on their own. If they were a believer, if they were believers, and they were qualified with the qualifications, they were put on slate to be elders and deacons, but they were not considered ministers. And yet, that church had all sorts of needs, and the minister was running ragged trying to meet these needs when there they had lots of elders. He had a lot of elders and deacons that could have helped him. And here comes Christian leaders along and says, you know what? All of those called elders or deacons could be part of a training to help them become field ministers, actual ministers. ministers who could run programs, but most importantly, minister to the congregation. You know, as a church planter, I've planted churches, and I've learned this. The key issue is how many ministers can you get on the field? Now, this program is that kind of a program. How can the lack of ministers be addressed in a way that is understandable, that is within a time constraint, something that could be completed? Why is this needed in our present time? Well, I'll tell you one other thing. The opportunities for ministry have never been greater. People are searching. Post-pandemic, people are asking big questions about who is God. There's a new openness to talk about spiritual things. And if you're trained and credentialed as a minister, and I would just say, let people know, yeah, I'm a field minister with the Christian Leaders Alliance. If they know that, get their certificate, put it on your wall, get your little clergy card. All of that is essential in my mind in today's world. We need to have our ministers out there and our ministers known. And people are looking and searching. Why is this needed? Is because you can get this training so accessibly, but very easily you can see others that you see have the training and you can reproduce it to them. So the reproducing of more field ministers is never easier as it is today with Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance. You know, I think too that never before have so many new roles of ministry opened up. Almost we can see everything through the eyes of a minister role. We can see things like matchmaking. So as a credentialed field minister, you could take a specialization in matchmaking and have the protections and that expectation of confidentiality. And here is an amazing role. You become a field minister. You take a specialization, which are open to people who get this field minister designation. You get a specialization in, let's say, matchmaking. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily you're a matchmaker. You may make some wedding matches. But you're coming alongside of a young person or an older person or a single person in a divorced person, and you're coming alongside, and this is a major life decision that it's not the program of matchmaking necessarily, although there could be a program in your church, but it's that minister role in a very specific area. And we've identified so many areas, everything from disability concerns, everywhere in marriage, even being coaches and being trained in, there's specializations across the board. You can develop into other roles, start here as a field minister, go to other roles. There are so many opportunities. You know, there's something else, and that is that many of you have had most of this training, and it will be a review to you in the field minister, like in the doctrine class, the Christian Basics. There's even a test. If you have advanced knowledge of theology, biblical theology, if you enroll in the Christian Basics class, there's even a testing out part of the test where if you know this stuff already, all we got to do is confirm for your credibility and credentials that you've covered these bases. You may be halfway there. These mini classes do not take long to go through. What we want you to do is have the most confidence, credibility, competence to be able to be received as a basic clergy level field minister. You know, another reason I see is that churches are pressed financially and the need for more volunteer ministers on staff is increasing like never before. So if that's you, you can join your staff as a minister. And even if the budgets aren't that great, a lot of ministry can be done. And lastly, why this is needed in our present time is we were modeled this in the early church. The first 100, 150 years where the apostles went out, they found people who are called, and they gave them essential basic training, and they sent them out on the field, and some of them became presbyteros. They became matured, and they became, then some of them became the episcopos, the bishop types, who were then super spreaders. And all along the way, they're getting more training and more training. And part of that whole, if you look back at this, the pattern was someone became a Christian. Out of those who became a Christian, some of them became called to ministry. So there was training and discipling, you know, and Jesus modeled that by how he spent time with his disciples. And what we've done is formalized a process where that whole process continues. And it became more and more and more. And the church spread because people were called to serve the Lord. And they took that next step. And they started as diaconos, or ministers, in this case, field ministers. And then they developed. And what we've done is we've taken the essence of the biblical approach, and in our three levels of training, the diaconos level, where you start as a field minister, but you can become a licensed minister, or maybe there's like a coaching minister, or a chaplain minister, or, and finally, a ordained minister. And in all of that first level, it's just getting not only on the field, but then increasing your presence in your community. And then developing more, if that's your calling, to more maturing levels of training and more maturing in terms of ministry experience. And then all the way up to an episcopal level, where in here at the field minister, this is just the beginning. Now, the early church had this kind of system where you get started, get on the field, you get more training, you get more opportunities, more experience. Then you become more and more of a super spreader of leaders. So as you are equipped, you mentor others, they become equipped. But the whole thing starts with the field minister. So what an opportunity to be able to reach people as a field minister in your community, as you're reaching, but also multiplying other field ministers. So it kind of goes like this. You know, you're reached. You have those that you're ministering to. Out of those that you are ministering to, you see that some are believers, and hey, you can be a field minister too. If God is calling you, there is a program that's right for you. And then we multiply, and we multiply, and we multiply field ministers. And then out of those field ministers, some of you take more training, and you take that next step. And after a while, there are thousands, tens of thousands, millions of field ministers ready to reach those who hear the calling. You know, this is a beautiful time to be alive, and you and I are part of this. So I invite you to get on fire to be a minister for our Lord Jesus Christ.